Let us bring in Pat Pagano and get the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Here we are, 2 days and counting. It's incredible how quick it really did come in.
Well, Thanksgiving was so late this year.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you think about it, how late was it?
It was late. I mean, you were right after Thanksgiving, boom, it was December.
Let's see. Well,
you know, boom, right there.
Yeah, right. I thought when, I forget who it was, I think it was President Roosevelt, who said when Thanksgiving should be. He said it should be the second to last Thursday in the month. So why this year it was November 28th, the last Thursday of the month, I don't know. Because I think it should always be the second to last Thursday in the month. So this year, it should have been the 21st. So I have no idea. It's a good thing to look into. Why was it not the 21st instead of the 28th? Especially, I think it was Roosevelt who said it should be the second to last Thursday in the month. Look it up, Marshall.
I'll look it up one of these days. But all I know now is the menorah was lit on the green in Sharon last night. Last night was the first night of Hanukkah, and to me, you know, people when they think of Christmas, they think of Jesus, they think of Christ. Hanukkah, of course, and then you get to me, and I think of turkey, latkes, matzo balls, roast beef. I think of all the great food that comes with these holidays.
You know what? I would rather be thinking of that than driving back and forth to Long Island four times.
That's right. Well, you can think about all that when you're driving.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, right. That's true.
Hey, why don't you get a Tesla? You can have the car drive yourself.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? That's still not going to help and beat the ridiculous traffic. But no. We'll talk about that in a second. In the meantime, what a beautiful pattern. As we told you last week, I mean, 10 to 15 degrees above average. Sunny today, unseasonably mild, 50. Clear tonight, mid-20s. Sunny Tuesday, mid-40s. Christmas Eve, if you're going to religious services, it'll be cold. Clear, 15 to 20. Christmas Day, a little more seasonable, but still mild. Sunny and 40. And Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, 40 degrees. If we get any kind of precipitation this week, it may be on Friday we get some spotty light rain, and then we wait, and maybe a better chance of some rain on Sunday, but certainly not before that. And we don't see any snow in the forecast. So that's a good thing there. I should tell you that the storm in the southeast, that is not going to affect us. Yeah. That'll be moving out. So even they will be getting clear by Christmas Day. And then the West will have its problems with rain and snow and the higher elevations. But that's where all the bad weather will be this Christmas holiday time. Before I go into what I did, I said, let me give Marshall, we have today and tomorrow, another trivia question. I thought you'd get a kick out of this one to start off on Monday.
All
right. What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus?
What? What was that?
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus?
They're mostly kids. Let's see here. They're mostly kids. So what would they be afraid of? Because there's no adult. I just know that there was an old joke that Henny Youngman used to have. And he used to call them claustrophobics.
And that is correct.
Henny Youngman's old joke.
Claustrophobics, yes. That is correct. Very good for you, Marshall. Very good.
It had nothing really to do with Christmas, though.
Claus, C-L-A-U-S, for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So I figured it'd be a little funny thing. But anyhow, so I have to tell you, we had our neighbors here Friday night. And 7:30 cocktails.
Yeah.
They left at 1 a.m.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said, Marshall. I was smiling the whole time.
This was at your house?
Yes.
1 a.m.?
1 a.m.
How many people was it?
Eight.
Doesn't anybody... Now, I'm sorry. Here's where I have to butt in. Doesn't anybody have any common sense or decency? I'm sorry, that's just plain wrong.
I have to agree with you. At one point, when I yawned, my next-door neighbor, Jerry, said to me, she says, "You tire your pet?" I says, "A little bit. I got up at 2:45 this morning." She goes, "Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't change anything."
No.
I said, "So I was up 22 hours straight."
1 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
Right. So I settled up after they left, went to sleep. I got up relatively early Saturday, about 7 a.m. And I had to prepare for my friend Saturday night, which is sit down dinner. And there was six of them coming. So I had run out to the store, did all of that stuff, got everything ready. They all came on time, which is amazing. They all got here for 7 o'clock. We ate dinner. We had dessert, talked for a while, and they left at
10 o'clock.
1 a.m.
No.
I could not believe it. I said, "Oh my goodness, 1 a.m. And I was up at 7 Sunday morning, yesterday morning. I was at church by 8. I was home by 9, a little after 9. I baked until 2 in the afternoon. Washed, cleaned everything up, came downstairs into the weather center, and started working for this morning. So,
you've got to schedule your dinners earlier.
It was rough. I don't think I should do two things like
no,
that.
No, but politically, anyway. I'm sorry. You know, I can see staying to 11, 11:30, and saying, "Hey, wow, it's getting late. Let's wrap it up." You know, it's
right.
You know, but I'll tell you, if I was sitting there and I yawned and somebody said, "Oh, did you yawn?" So I would have said to them, "Yeah, the next thing that happens to me is flatulence." When I get tired, I have a little flatulence. It's amazing how quickly they'll leave.
Yeah.
Nobody likes flatulence. They'll put up with yawns, but they won't put up with flatulence. They just won't.
By the way, folks, let's go back to this. In 1939,
yeah.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt moved the Thanksgiving holiday 1 week earlier than normal, believing that doing so would help bolster retail sales during one of the final years of the Great Depression. He moved it up 1 week earlier. So, I don't know if that state, when did they change the date of Thanksgiving? So, this is 1939. Thanksgiving had been celebrated on the last Thursday of the month since the time of Abraham Lincoln. So, does that mean, then it says here, today Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. But that was not always the case,
yeah,
as they cited. So, I think they should go back to Mr. Roosevelt's idea and have it the second to last Thursday of the month, no matter what day that falls on. Mm-hmm. You know, what day? Don't you think that's a smart idea?
I would think so. But then again, we're just radio people, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Claire Lenfest says the reason that the Thanksgiving was so late was because of the impeachment hearings.
There you go. Why not blame it on that?
That's right. Republicans and Democrats couldn't agree to start Thanksgiving. There, that's
what, there that's funny.
All right, Pat.
All right, Marshall.
I want you to have a great day, and will we speak to you tomorrow?
Yep, I'm here tomorrow.
I'll speak to you in the morning.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.